WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. College Station City Hall is officially out of room. That declaration was made this week by City Manager Kelly Templin.
Finance hired a contract administrator, and we had to convert a space that was not used as an office into an office. So we're just officially out of room.
Templin says City Hall was kept out of consideration for a probable bond issue this November because he's working on possibly redeveloping the property.
The only portion of the, if you look behind the old fire station, police station there, there's nothing there. That's an entire quarter of the block which has never been developed. Well, I shouldn't say it's never been developed. It used to have, you know, stick-built houses on it back in the day.
In the meantime, part of creating next year's budget is investigating available office space to lease. A milestone is taking place this week in the recovery of West, the town that was rocked 2 years ago by a fertilizer plant explosion. Mayor Tommy Muska says residents are returning to the new Rest Haven nursing home.
That's 120 residents. We'll be welcoming back to West this summer as we bring them in, you know, two or three at a time, you know, depending on the process there. But we're really excited about having about 100 employees come back home, but also have 120 residents come back to the city, come back home.
Muska also says progress continues on replacing water and sewer lines and rebuilding streets in the north part of the city. And he expects the citywide property values will return to pre-explosion levels next year. Stealing street signs may seem like a harmless prank, but the city of College Station is spending time and money replacing them.
Papa Bear Drive, Hardwood Lane, Kyle Avenue, Laura Lane. Each street sign stolen four or five times in 2014. In fact, over 150 traffic signs were stolen last year, costing the city of College Station $26,000 to replace them. But Traffic Systems Superintendent Lee Robinson says it's about more than just the money.
You have a reverse vehicle heading to a location. Although they may be equipped with GIS and the technology, but if for some reason that technology is not working, they're trying to get to a resident, the street name becomes very critical as well.
Robinson says stealing any traffic sign is a crime, and anyone in possession of one will be issued a citation for stolen property and could be prosecuted. Missing and damaged signs can be reported by calling 764-3690. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A Washington County woman with 10 theft convictions in Brazos County in less than 2 years is back in jail.
22-year-old Courtney Griffin of Washington remains held on bond following her arrest Tuesday night at the Walmart on Briarcrest. According to the arrest report, Griffin told Bryan police she had the money to pay for a pair of pants, but she didn't because they were for work. The Texas Department of Public Safety has offered a reward of up to $3,000 for the recapture of a Leon County man who escaped from custody after he was arrested the week before last in Freestone County. Leon County Crime Stoppers is also offering reward money for the apprehension of 29-year-old Dennis Sandoval. More information, including a photo, is on our website at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Best of the Brazos Valley voting is now open. Editor Lauren Rouse says the 15-year-old competition is a great way to recognize local businesses, both veteran and new.
We always have two sections for new businesses, a new restaurant section and a new business section. So check out some of the new places. If we don't have them listed on there, your new favorite business, feel free to write it in. So that way, it's also a great way for us to learn who the new people are in town.
Rouse says voting is open until July 5th. You can vote online at bestofthebrazos.com or pick up a paper ballot at several sponsor locations around Bryan College Station. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 75 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news coming up at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Just like your home's decor and the paint color on your walls, the flooring in your home is an expression of you. At Zorneman Flooring, our goal is simple. Help every individual client express their style with the very best in flooring selections, price, and service. Whether you're in need of carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete, Zorneman Flooring can create a unique floor made just for you. Call Zorneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zorneman Flooring, now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
809 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting. Just south of College Station, go to peachcreekvineyards.com.
Bright and sunny today. It'll be warm as well, but the good news is it stays dry. Temperatures approaching 90. Clear to partly cloudy overnight with a low of 70. Sunshine's back with us during the day tomorrow. Temperature's going to be up around 90 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy with a low of 70. Now for the start of the weekend Saturday, lots of sunshine and still warm. Temperatures Saturday afternoon are going to be around 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So it goes about 10 after I messed up. We're not going to talk to the senator today. We'll talk to him tomorrow as we wrap up that. And we'll also talk to Kyle Cassell. He'll be in the studio. YouTube. Have you heard of it? You guys?
Yeah.
Oh, YouTube? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I think it'll catch on. YouTube. YouTube celebrates their 10th anniversary now, and with that landmark in mind, the video platform has asked the advertising community to reminisce over the last decade of YouTube ads.
Huh.
So Google whittled down thousands upon thousands of ads uploaded over the years to a short list of 20, and asking AdLand to vote on their favorite AdWords agency blog. Combined, they put together a bunch of them. The top five videos have been watched 7.7 million hours. Let me do the math for you. That's 875 years of people actually watching these ads. Here are your top three. Number three, and I remember when this ad came out, it was good. It's called Like a Girl. The Always Company did a thing like Run Like a Girl. And the,
yes,
remember
that was a good one.
Mm-hmm. It was. That is a really good ad. It's about, actually, it's I think it's a three-minute piece, but it's mm-hmm. good. Number two, I remember when this one came out. I think it ran on the Super Bowl the first time. The Force Be With You Volkswagen commercial with a little kid
yes.
dressed like Darth Vader. And Dad's got the remote key out in the kitchen, and he pushes the button, and the car starts, and, you know, the kid's amazement.
It was so good.
It was. Number one, Turkish Airlines. Kobe and Messi doing a selfie shootout. This is a pretty good video. I watched it this morning. You know, we don't see Turkish Airlines commercials here. But they do selfies all over the world, you know, trying to top each other. And shows all the places that Turkish Airlines goes, of course. And they finish up with Kobe photobombing Messi right in the
I was going
right
to say, that'd be
end.
Kobe as in basketball, not Kobe as
yeah,
in the
yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. The basketball.
And Messi the soccer
dude.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's kind of cool. So today, since you need to stand up for 2 hours on the job, and you're going to get caught anyway, you may as well be standing up watching the five most popular ads in the history of YouTube.
Because you're supposed to be standing.
You should. It's the thing to do. All right, it's 8:12, so let's talk about things going on in the city of Bryan. And it's the guy who tells us to be smart with fire. Well, not be smart with fire, but be smart around fire. William Bowles is here this morning. How are you today?
I am doing great.
Wonderful.
And I know that I usually bring fire safety, but I've brought a special guest this morning, and we're going to talk a little bit about the building permit
process,
way of doing things,
yeah.
The proper way of doing things with that. I mean, school's out,
yeah.
Summer's here.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to put a new deck on. They want to add a shop. They want to do something to their yeah. house to enhance it. The weather's starting to break, and we're starting to get some sunshine. And we just want to make sure people do it safely, that they build the proper thing in the proper place, and that they know how to reach us. And to help with some of that, I brought Karen Lottie, the plans examiner from the City of Bryan, with me.
Oh, cool.
And
good.
I'm going to let her talk a little bit about the procedure.
Dandy. Karen, thanks for being with us this morning. Step right there in front of that microphone. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful. Okay, so let's say I want to add a building that's not connected to my house to begin with. What's the process? How do we start with that?
You come talk to me.
Okay. Now, do you need to have plans at that time or no?
Not necessarily.
Okay. What are the kind of things that they need to have as far as an idea is concerned so that you can tell them what's legal, what's not legal, and what they should do in the process?
Well, you need to know your address.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a survey of the property, which will come with your closing documents, make a copy of it and bring it with you. I don't want the original, but bring a copy, and we can use that for your site plan, and we can put your building or shed or carport or whatever on that, and you don't have to worry about doing a survey because it's already done.
Are there different guidelines if it's a connected or a non-connected building structure?
Yes, there's fire resistance things that we can do if it's within 3 feet, which we don't recommend. We're going to ask you to fire rate one of the walls just in case something in the shed catches on fire. We don't want your house catching on fire, too.
Sure. Well, what are the things, I mean, if you've got an idea, what are some of the things that they do need to think about? I mean, does it always have to be insulated? Does it always have to have an interior wall? Things like that.
Not necessarily. It depends on what you're building and where you're building it. There's setbacks, there's easements, which the survey should show me. There's standard setbacks in the city of Bryan, and then there's deed restricted in some of the other subdivisions have those, not all subdivisions, but we need to stay out of the setbacks. Again, that's for fire safety, and we want to keep you as far away from your neighbor's property as possible.
Sure, you got easements there. Setback, folks, that's how far it is off the street. Look and see if there's nothing built between your house and the street, that's there for a reason. That's the setback,
that's
and I guess
correct.
That helps the firefighters so that they can get to the structures when they need to. If they need some more information and get in touch with you ahead of time, what do they do?
www.bryantx.gov.
Okay.
There is a link on the home page to see what needs a permit.
Mm-hmm.
Things like windows and siding and roof, anything pretty much electrical needs a permit, and it'll give you a list, and you can go from there.
Okay, we'll follow that. Thank you, Karen. Appreciate you coming in this morning.
Not a problem.
Okay, now, William, that's just part of the equation. Now we need to talk about, hey, I know this guy who can do this work and that kind of thing. We had Bill McGuire talking about a little bit about people who might solicit. But whether it's solicited or whether it's somebody you seek out, there are some guidelines you need to take into account, aren't there?
I think listening to what Bill said is a really good start. Obviously, licensed contractors have to display their name and so on, and oftentimes what they'll see on a fender, a TACL number,
mm-hmm.
that's their license number.
Mm-hmm.
Texas Department of Licensing Regulation is a state agency that oversees a lot of the construction-type licenses for these folks. Actually, that's open permits information. You can do an organic search for Texas Department of Licensing Regulation. You can look them up on the website and find out if a certain name of a company is licensed or has lost their license or has any issues.
Okay, so you can find out if there have been complaints
filed
ahead of time.
It's open records through TDLR's website, or you can contact us and ask us, and we'll look it up for you.
Okay, let's stop for a second. TDLR, tell me again what that
Texas
means.
Texas Department of Licensing and Regulation.
Okay, so you can go in there and kind of check these people out ahead
right.
of time.
Right, and I don't recommend that you follow the door-by-door solicitors. They're more likely to not be licensed. I would go with the licensed companies. The ones that aren't having to go door-to-door who are busy are probably busy because they're good.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I understand that. That certainly makes sense.
And so go to your Yellow Pages and look for licensed and bonded. This costs these companies quite a bit to get their license is all right, to get their bonds in place. So that's actually kind of an advertising point. So in the Yellow Pages, usually if they're licensed and bonded, they'll say they're licensed and bonded.
Well, let's go after the fact then. Let's go to the situation where if you're fortunate enough to know where that person is who did work that you're not happy with, obviously BBB has some recourse that they can take, but do you not have some recourse as well when it comes to this?
Well, there is. If they report to us, come to us, the homeowner comes to us and says, look, I think maybe this guy wasn't up to snuff on who he was, what he was, his work doesn't look right. Certainly, they can call Karen's office to start, to check, to see if they were licensed to start with, see if they had pulled their permits like they said they did. Oftentimes, believe it or not, they'll lie.
I can't imagine. Yeah.
But, or they'll tell them that they don't need a permit when they really did,
mm-hmm.
and they knew it. But if they're committing fraud, they're committing a criminal crime as well as their civil, you know, penalties that they could have, that the individual could get a lawyer and get their money back. But it could be a criminal crime, a criminal statute violation, and certainly I would, as a law enforcement officer, take that and start working with it and work with my other agencies to see that we did something about it.
Okay. And if they want some more information, they got any questions on your side, what do they do?
209-5960. That's the main number to the office. And to her main number into the building services at City Hall, it's 209-5010.
Okay. Build smart and get in touch with the authorities ahead of time. Thanks. Appreciate y'all's time this morning. That's our Brian segment. It's a community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Lunch at Christopher's World Grill. Great idea and a delicious one. At Christopher's World Grill, you can enjoy a relaxing, quiet, and delicious lunch in the most pleasing atmosphere. Select from Christopher's favorites, the Hyde Park Chicken Salad, Zihuatanejo Snapper, or the Grilled Shrimp BLT. Grab a friend or a business associate and meet at Christopher's for lunch. Follow Christopher's on Facebook and sign up for Christopher's newsletter. Reservations not necessary, but recommended. Christopher's World Grill, 776-2181. Voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
Action Sports is proud to announce the addition of the Spider line to their full line of Can-Am products of Sea-Doos, ATVs, and side-by-sides. The Can-Am Spider, with its unique Y-frame design, two wheels in the front and one in the back, a cruising ride position, and a custom fit. The new Spider F3 is a thrill to ride. If you haven't been into Action Sports in a while, here's your chance to come in and test drive the new Can-Am Spider F3. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or online at actionsportstx.com. Can-Am Spider, riding has evolved.
821 News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's baseball season because it's warm outside. You know that. And Uri's here this morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Two in a row. Great crowds. Yeah. Having a wonderful start to 2015 season.
So now when you have, because you had a rain out with the pump jacks, so does that get made up? How do you handle makeup games?
So we actually had two rain outs and two flood outs, yeah. I guess. The stadium in Victoria actually is right next to the Guadalupe River, that crested, meaning that water was everywhere in Victoria, including all around the stadium. So you could play baseball, but you couldn't get to the stadium over there. So those will become doubleheaders on the road later on in the season is how we'll make them up. Knock on wood, Selecor Field, dry, comfortable temperatures as always, as you know.
There's always a breeze at the ballpark.
Always a breeze at the ballpark.
So you've got a little homestand going. How long does this one last?
So we've got another game tonight, and it's joined with the Chamber softball game, which is exciting. That softball game will start at 5, and then the Bombers game will start at 7:35, so one ticket gets you both games.
Wait, the game starts at 5?
I think so. 5:15, 5, something like that.
I thought it's 5:30. I guess I better get there on time.
Absolutely. So that's going to be fun. And, you know, it's also dollar beer, dollar margarita, dollar sodas, because it's Thirsty Thursday, thanks to Western Beverages. And then tomorrow is Friday.
He's
fireworks.
A walking commercial.
Well, Ian,
that's great.
We can't do Bombers baseball without the support of
our
partners.
You're right. That's exactly right.
And they're incredible, and they do a great job supporting us. So tomorrow we've got a big fireworks show. So there hasn't been fireworks since, what, New Year's Eve.
We don't even,
4th of July. It's been a while. So Bombers fireworks are back. That's thanks to PetStar Credit Union.
Okay.
But nonetheless, it's going to be a great fireworks show. We're excited about that. And we'll have a car show with it, the first annual Bombers car show. We're expecting about 20 different cars from the 30s, 40s, 50s, all over. Just really cool cars, some race cars, some old cars. It's just going to be fun. And that's going to be in the parking lot, so you don't even have to come into the ballpark. Not that I'm telling you don't come.
Please do.
You know, we got a donut burger. How could you not come?
Do what?
We have a donut burger. So every year we want to add a new item, and we had a lot of arguments what to do, because last year we had the Great Bombino, which is a burger, hot dog, chopped beef barbecue with nacho cheese all in one sandwich. You have to actually have it in a tub.
That couldn't be messy at all.
No, not messy.
And so you have the Great Bombino last year, and then we didn't actually name it because – Donut Burger is just a good enough name on its own. And so, Donut Burgers, and The Great Bambino and the Smitty Burger, all kinds of great foods.
Okay, so now it's a yeast-type donut, is that right?
It's just a donut, you know, just a regular donut cut in half, and then you put two burger patties in there, so not just one, because one would be...
That would just be silly.
Yeah, it'd be silly.
I'm concerned about message from the hole in the bottom. I mean, would
Well, I mean, you don't have to have cheese. I mean, you could do a donut without cheese if you...
But, I mean, does stuff not come out of the hole in the bottom when you bite into it?
Again, it comes in a tub.
So, oh, okay. You
know, we want to make sure you're not losing out.
So they're not to go. You can't leave the ballpark. But see, that's what I love about the Famous Bowl is they give you a bowl and a fork, and then they let you go out on the road. I mean, it's not a safe concept at all, but you make them sit in the ballpark.
They enjoy it at the ballpark with the cold beer, cold margarita.
They have a Dewberry Slushy that's amazing.
The Dewberry Slushy is a new addition, and I'm addicted.
Really?
Literally, my staff sees me in the concession stand, they think, hey, he's getting into the slushy. So those things are so
they're
good.
They're really good.
They're really good, and they're good for all ages. They're alcohol-free, obviously, and incredible drink. And so that's just part of the new additions this year. So
are you negotiating to buy the Dewberry Syrup Company? Because I would think that probably would be good.
No, we've got a great partnership with those guys,
too. So, right, works out
so that's this week, Thursday and Friday. And then because I don't come, you know, every day with you guys, I'm always over at the Zone, folks, right? And so we've got games all next week. So in case you can't make it and in case you want fireworks, one of the things we did this year, Scott, is we have more fireworks in the month of June than any other minor league baseball team in the state of Texas.
Oh, wow.
So pretty cool. Right here in the Brazos Valley. So next Friday's fireworks, the following Friday's fireworks, and then we don't actually plan a Friday the last weekend in June, so it is a Saturday night fireworks. So lots of fireworks, and we'll also have a fireworks show in August in case you missed all of those. So
well, and we're fortunate enough this year, since the Bombers even started, that we don't have to worry about the land being too dry. And, we can have all the fireworks.
We're not going to light the outfield on fire this year.
Okay.
So that's a new goal.
Okay.
I think accomplished thanks to the man upstairs. I mean, no rain.
Yeah.
Too much rain and now no rain. So we're good. We've kind of balanced it out. Hopefully the weather calls for another beautiful week next week. But Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday next week. All kinds of great fun, and bvbombers.com is where you can get the schedule, the promotional schedule. You can download. We've got an app now, so you can get push notifications when there's a game.
Okay.
And just, you know, it's been a lot of fun. Kaboom! I don't know if you saw that in the news. Landed in a helicopter on opening night.
Very good.
Tuesday
very good.
Night. I guess I'm losing my days here. But on Tuesday night, he lands in a helicopter and delivers these beautiful championship rings for last year.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't know what we'll do next year for delivering. When we win, three-peat or bust, right?
That's right. There you go.
Three-peat or bust.
You got the shirts yet?
We've got championship shirts.
No, you have the three-peat or bust.
No, I think it's just a conversation with the coaching staff.
Wait till the second half.
The bust is for them, right? If they want to come back, they got to win a championship.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
No, we're kidding. We wanted a 50-win season. That was kind of, we said, what is the one-up that we can do on last year? Could we get to 50 wins as a collegiate summer ball team? And I think the rain's going to get in the way because if you don't play every game, and some of these eventually will not be able to be made up, especially on the road. At that point, 50 games might be hard. So now it's three-peat or bust.
That's good. Nothing wrong with that. So I heard we get new listeners occasionally. So if they don't know what the Bombers are, what is this league and how was it formed and who are these players?
Sure. So the Texas Collegiate League is in its 12th season. It was formed by the actual athletic director of Dallas Baptist along with Gerald Haddock from the Haddock Foundation. They started this league. It was only in the Metroplex, had about eight teams. And we here in the Brazos Valley, Bryan College Station, were the first team outside the Metroplex. Now the league kind of diversified and has only got one team left in the Metroplex. And that happened back in 08, 09 as the league kind of shifted its focus from just being about baseball to being about entertainment and baseball because we understand it's about fun and also good baseball in between.
Sure.
And so that's how the league got started in regards to this is the most common question. Who plays? Who are these players,
right?
Can my son be on your team?
Yeah, really.
And so the answer is your son could be on our team, but he has to be on a college roster. That is a college baseball roster, not a college hockey roster,
right.
College baseball roster. Right. And then they also have to be returning. So we are not able to pick up seniors, for example. So you've got to be a freshman. You could have redshirted and then a sophomore or a junior. And that is who makes the Texas Collegiate League. Now, these players, people ask me, why do they do it? They do it because they want to hone their skills. They want to get better and they want to get seen by scouts and their college coaches. So we have a lot of players that come out and improve their status with their universities, could potentially move from a junior college to a Division I school, from a Division II to a Division I, or even change. Some people want to leave their Division I school and get more playing time, mm-hmm. but I want to make sure that the scouts see them. So every night you'd see probably one to two on a bigger night, maybe 10 scouts from Major League Baseball that are also scouting these guys yeah. because they're writing those scouting reports. They get to see them use a wood bat, which is kind of how baseball is played in the minors and the majors.
Right.
And so it gives them a really good chance to see how the players adjust to hitting in that, how the pitchers adjust, because it's a different game a little bit when you see that wooden bat out there. And so these guys are honing their skills, and eventually some of them make it to the majors. The Bombers have had one guy make it to the majors, and Todd Cunningham with the Braves. But the league has some famous players such as Hunter Pence and Clay Buchholz and about 15 other major leaguers that have made it through the years.
So talk to me for a minute about the new baseball, because obviously it's had a big impact in college ball. Are you using that ball or are you using something else?
We've been using a low seam ball forever, so okay. We haven't really changed. I think the adjustment was the college baseball decided okay. to be more, I guess, like us. No, I'm kidding. But more like Major League Baseball, and we've sure. tried to stay within what minor league baseball is going to look.
Right.
It's about creating this opportunity for these young men to truly see what life looks like, because you play 60 games in 70 days, a little different than the college schedule that they're used to. They play a game, then they have a couple of days off, then they play on the weekends. With Bombers baseball, you play every day of the week except Monday. So it really gives them a chance to see what life would be like. Do they really want to try and make it all the way to the big show? This is one chance for them to truly experience what life looks like in minor league baseball.
That's it. Bombers, it's family fun, and they play a little baseball, too, at Cellucor Field. Again, what's the website if they want more info?
It's bbbombers.com. If I got one more second, the other question people ask me is, how do you get these players?
Yeah.
Which is always an interesting question, and it's all our coaching staff. They actually go out and recruit. So it's a recruiting war, in essence, between all the collegiate league. There's about 20 across the country. And then between all of the TCL teams, we go head-to-head trying to get guys. So there's the JUCO Player of the Year. He had, I think, 20 stolen bases, 50 home runs, batted like 500. He's supposed to be a top 2-3-round draft pick, so we'll see. Mm-hmm. It's all about the money now. Will he get enough, or is he going to go to Oklahoma State and play baseball?
Okay.
Well, we were up against the Northwoods League, which is up in Minnesota and that area of the world, and they were it was a back-to-back, back-and-forth battle.
Yeah.
Who's going to get him? And he signed with the Bombers. So
cool.
It's all about recruiting. It's all about the atmosphere we give our players to the incredible fans here in the Brazos Valley.
Yeah, works too. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
You bet. News Talk 1620, WTAW's 830.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. After stalling in the first 3 months of the year, the economy cranked back into middle gear during April and May. That's according to the Federal Reserve's latest survey, which assesses economic conditions across 12 U.S. regions. Consumer spending played a big part in the rebound, as did construction and tourism. Overall growth was characterized as modest to moderate. Don't be surprised if your cable bill goes up. The FCC has approved a change. It lets cable companies raise rates without first seeking approval from local governments. Opponents say the measure could allow providers to charge consumers higher rates for local programming. Network security company FireEye will work with Visa in an effort to reduce cyber attacks focused on consumer payment information. The companies will develop products and services that help merchants and card issuers detect and respond to attacks. Crude oil up a nickel at $59.69 a barrel on Wall Street futures, pointing to a lower open this morning. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials gained 64 points. And that's Your Money Now.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF. We create chemistry.
Watching the game again. I thought you were booking our vacation hotel.
Done.
What?
We're staying at America's Best Value Inn, and I scored a triple play when I joined their free value club.
Really?
You get 15% off, a room upgrade, and late checkout when available. Plus free Wi-Fi and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels.
Wow, that really is a slam dunk.
Home run, honey. I think you mean home run.
Score big this summer at America's Best Value Inn at abvi.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. A milestone was reached this week at College Station City Hall.
Believe it or not, we have converted our last closet in City Hall. We are officially out of room.
City Manager Kelly Templin says part of developing next year's budget is investigating available office space to lease. Until then,
I joke about putting up cubicles in the council chamber, but we're looking at possibly converting the last of our conference rooms into offices now.
A new City Hall was not an option that was considered by a citizens committee looking towards a possible bond election this November. Templin says the City Council allowed him to investigate the redevelopment of that block.
We may have an innovative way to be able to recreate or rebuild or build, pardon me, a City Hall on that site that won't come as a burden to the taxpayer. If that's at all possible, we certainly want to investigate that. That's not a done deal. We're still talking to the developer.
Templin says the area includes a quarter block behind what was the combined police and fire station that is currently green space after homes were removed. The rebuilding of West, more than 2 years after a fertilizer plant explosion took out the north end of town, took another major step this week with the reopening of new Rest Haven Nursing Home. Mayor Tommy Muska says citywide property values are returning to pre-explosion levels.
Next year, most likely, we'll exceed what we were pre-explosion. But we're working. You know, these people are some good, hard-working Czech people and good Texans, and that's what it takes here.
This is the third summer since the explosion, and Muska says volunteers are welcome to assist in the city's continuing comeback.
You could always call City Hall and get you in touch with the long-term recovery. They're now focused more on economic development now because they've now dispersed all their funds to the needy people. So we're just trying to get back to our new normal.
Last month was the return of the city park, which was wiped out from the blast across from the railroad tracks. A $20 shoplifting at the Bryan Walmart on Briarcrest Tuesday night resulted in a woman staying in jail on bonds totaling $21,000.
According to the arrest report, 22-year-old Courtney Griffin of Washington has 10 theft convictions, 9 of them last year. She told police she didn't want to pay for a pair of pants because they were for work. Griffin was also arrested for initially identifying herself as her sister, another misdemeanor theft, and for violating a criminal trespass warning issued by the same Walmart nearly 3 years ago. A Bryan man who led a Brazos County Sheriff's deputy on a chase early yesterday morning was found hiding in a closet at his parents' house. According to the arrest report, the deputy wanted to stop the car because the registration expired last month and insurance cannot be confirmed. From the area of Highway 21 and 17th Street west of Texas, the pursuit went to 18th and Bowery when the car stopped and the driver jumped out. The deputy went to a house where he heard a door slam and found the driver in the closet. According to the arrest report, 33-year-old Latheron Dunn had 10 active suspensions on his driver's license. He was arrested for evading arrest and driving with an invalid license with a prior conviction. A Leon County man who escaped after he was arrested the week before last in Freestone County remains at large. Reward money has been offered by Leon County Crime Stoppers and DPS for the capture of 29-year-old Dennis Sandoval. Before escaping, Sandoval was wanted for failing to comply with sex offender registration requirements. On our website at WTAW.com is a photo and more information. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
More than 150 traffic signs were reported missing last year, costing the city of College Station $26,000.
Stealing a traffic sign for your apartment decor may seem like a harmless prank, but it can create hazardous situations while costing the city and its taxpayers thousands of dollars. Traffic Systems Superintendent Lee Robinson says anyone thinking about committing the crime should think twice.
Say your mom or your sister or someone that uses those signs, you know, for his trying to get to destination and just trying to stay safe, that sign should be in place. If not, it could seriously cause an accident. And if you get caught with it, you will be prosecuted.
Robinson says they are constantly looking for new technologies to tamper-proof and track the signs, but they keep disappearing. He also says stop signs were once the favorite target, but now street signs are more popular. Hardwood Lane and Kyle Avenue were each stolen 5 times last year, while Papa Bear Drive and Laura Lane were stolen 4 times each. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's that time of year again for you to vote for your favorite local business.
This is the 15th year of Best of the Brazos Valley, And every year we ask the community to tell us who they believe is the best.
Editor Lauren Rouse says you can vote online at bestofthebrazos.com or pick up paper ballots at participating sponsors in town. She says a new feature this year also makes it worthwhile to visit the sponsor business.
They have QR codes for promotional materials that they get as a sponsor, and you can scan the QR code, and it should take you directly to their place on the ballot, and it'll automatically check it for you.
Voting ends July 5th. WTAW News Time is 8:38. It's 77 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust. More news today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Do you need a tougher John Deere tractor to handle your chores? Sioux Falls Prater Equipment has just what you need to take on the hardest jobs. John Deere 3E Series Compact Utility Tractors are ideal for loading, mowing, digging, and landscaping, and are loaded with easy-to-use features that provide all-day comfort. Plus, during deer season, save $2,750 on all 3E Series models. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and equipment at prices you can afford. Visit cptractor.com. Offer ends August 4, 2015. Restrictions apply. See participating dealers for details.
Same great company, just a new name. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors. Find Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution. With our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200 or at dayhill.com.
Hey, Christine, how's the shredding going?
It's pretty bad. I still have the stack left and it's taking forever.
Have you heard of Embassy Records and Management? They can shred these documents in no time.
Really?
Definitely. They'll send their mobile truck to your place of business and shred all your private information right in front of you. You'll be the last person to see them and the first to see them destroyed. Plus, they're local. So they're just a phone call away.
Outstanding. How does that sound to you, Christine?
Sounds like a relief. I'll give Embassy Records Management and Storage a call.
776-3500 or log on to embassyrms.com.
840 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Got to do some weather here. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Bright and sunny today. It'll be warm as well, but the good news is it stays dry. Temperatures approaching 90. Clear to partly cloudy overnight with a low of 70. Sun shines back with us during the day tomorrow. Temperatures going to be up around 90 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy with a low of 70. Now for the start of the weekend Saturday, lots of sunshine and still warm. Temperatures Saturday afternoon are going to be around 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are. That's us. It's about 20 till, 19 till. So Florida Wildlife Authority say a teenager knocked unconscious by a sturgeon jumping out of Suwannee River.
Goodness.
Whacked him.
These things are big.
Whack a kid. It's the second strike involving that type of fish in 2 weeks. On a North Florida river, according to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, sturgeon jumped just as they have for millions of years, and occasionally boats get in their way.
Jeez.
I kind of like that. Hey, we were here first. We've been doing this a long time.
Yeah, they're pretty dinosaur-like.
Yeah. Oh, I did. Man, I have a musical play-by-play we need to do here in just a minute because this story is so good it needs music, but we'll do it in a minute. You got a promotion, so you go and show off your new business card on Instagram. Well, guess what? Basically, the great reactions aren't going to be what you thought they would be. See, a study shows that the boastful statements, both the purely exuberant and the pseudo-modest humble brag types, can often backfire on you. According to the researchers, self-promoters tend to overestimate how much their bragging elicits positive emotions in their circles. And on the flip side, they underestimate the negative feelings they evoke. Co-author of the study, that's Carnegie Mellon, said people dislike brags of any type because we evaluate the quality of our life by comparing it to other people's. One way to have people accept your success on social media is to also be candid about the low points. With these posts, you come across as more relatable and real. One word, LinkedIn. Have you seen those? You follow LinkedIn?
Yeah, LinkedIn. I mean, I have my profile.
Okay, well, and of course, LinkedIn is usually a business type thing, but, you know, if it now says,
Yes. There was a tweet I saw a while back about LinkedIn that it is like the Match.com for unemployed people. Or underemployed. There we go.
Arlie McGarth can now cut trees with a chainsaw or, you know, does chainsaw art or whatever.
Yeah.
No, or they do something like they have now passed, they've elevated themselves within their industry to be, they can fold a roadmap or whatever, you know.
That's pretty impressive.
Well, indeed, that would be impressive. That's true. But, I mean, just, you know, look at me. I'm so much better because I can do this that I didn't used to do kind of thing. People don't like that. So we were talking earlier this morning, DKR Stadium at the University of Texas at Austin may well begin selling beer during football games.
About the building?
Nope, wrong
Not
one.
That one.
Nah, well. Taco Bell says it will serve beer. Wine and mixed alcohol freezes at a new location set to open in Chicago this summer.
Oh, really?
Come on, come on.
Chicago needs something.
Yeah, they do. Flavor. Yeah, no, they got flavor. Yep. Did you hear the story last week where Taco Bell is now going to use real pepper?
Yeah.
Yep.
They're not going to use that pepper flavoring stuff they were using before.
Artificial pepper.
Yeah.
I didn't even know there was such a thing.
You know, neither did I. Neither did I. But, you know, if you make your refried beans starting with powder and water, what do you expect? Anyway, but that's another story. In the meantime, the chain says that this is their test. They're going to see if this will work in urban markets. You know, I don't know that this could end well, but we'll see.
Usually you've already imbibed by the time you're at Taco Bell late night.
As Jim Gaffigan says, yeah, one more chance for a bad decision. Yeah. It says that the layout has already been launched in South Korea, Japan, and the UK. A rendering of the design shows a row of lime green stools along a bar that peers into an open kitchen.
Oh, fun.
Flanked by an exposed brick wall. The chain says the location will highlight the work of local artists to give it a neighborhood feel. You know, if you're eating a $27 entree, maybe an open kitchen is an okay thing. But when you're eating a $1.59 boogerito or whatever they sell there, I mean,
boogerito.
Do you really want to be seeing them make that in the kitchen? Or drinking while you do it.
Yeah, you notice they don't do that kind of stuff at bratwurst shops.
They do. Well, and the other thing is, I mean, there's going to have to be somebody who cuts somebody off at Taco Bell. See, and that can't end well. It cannot end well.
If they won't cut them off after ordering 10 bean burritos.
But the bright side of this is, we will be able to go on and say, at a Taco Bell in Florida.
I guess so, yeah. Or in Chicago or whatever.
Or a Taco Bell in China. One of those two.
I'm not knowing that that's going to work well, so we'll see.
So Chinese beer, Tsing Tao, and Taco Bell.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. So now we've talked before about kids using cell phones in the class. Not a good idea. Why don't we put in a jammer, okay? Dean Liptak, who's a science teacher at a high school in Hudson, Florida, he has been suspended now because he got a little too tired of his students using their cell phones in class. His solution was to use a cell phone jamming device. This brought peace to his classroom, but it also brought the punishment. So what's going to happen here is that Dean thought that the jammer would only affect his classroom, which was not the case.
Oh,
jammers are illegal in the U.S. A year ago, Federal Communications Commission fined a guy $48,000 because he kept a jammer in his car 18 to 24 months.
Just black out everyone on the road.
Didn't like drivers using cell phones, so he just basically came in through and did that. So anyhow, well, that's unfortunate. I mean, you said the other day we could do like a Faraday cage around the classrooms, and that'd be all right, you know, wrap them in in metal so that you couldn't
get the
shield,
not
a
jam.
Yeah, really. But it would do what we want. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I think schools are probably expensive enough to build. We probably don't need to be putting cages in there.
Want a new home without the hassle of moving? Zorneman Flooring is at your service. You'll be amazed at how a new tile shower, kitchen backsplash, carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete flooring can update your existing home. Zorneman Flooring can create a unique tile design or flooring upgrade made just for you. Call Zorneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zorneman Flooring, 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
The Cherry Rufino team. Buy or sell with me and use my moving van for free. Go to cherryrufino.com.
The hottest makes and models, the lowest used car prices. This combination can only mean one thing. It's Atkinson Toyota's huge repo show sale. This weekend, the inventory at Atkinson Toyota is packed with our best trade-ins, auction purchases, lease terminations, and of course, repos. Over 160 vehicles to choose from. Pay just $27 down. Payments are clearly posted on every windshield and start at just $89 a month.
Stock number 151298A. 2009 Chevy Malibu. Selling price $53.88. 72 months at 2.9% APR. $27 down plus tax, title, and license with approved credit.
Plus, bring your trade, no matter what it is, and get top dollar for it.
Repo Joe here. There's a reason why the Repo Joe sale is one of the country's biggest used car events. The bargains are incredible. You don't want to miss it.
Put just $27 down with payments from $89 a month.
Visit RepoJoe.com to find your bargain.
Then rush to Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. Subject to prior sale.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. A kitchen manager says she's fired from a Colorado elementary school for giving away free lunches to students who could not afford the meals. Della Curry said she lost her job at the Dakota Valley Elementary School in Aurora, Colorado, for giving out about 20 hot lunches this year to students who didn't qualify for the free and reduced lunch program. Told the Denver Post, it's the policy to never give out free food, and that's all fine and dandy until you got little kids not on the free and reduced program and their account goes negative. School district said in a statement, we provide hot meals to students the first three times they forget their lunch money and charge their parents' accounts. The fourth time, we provide a cheese, or if available, turkey sandwich and milk. No child is ever allowed to go without lunch. You know, just saying. All right, you excited about this? Harley Davidson coming out with their electric motorcycle.
I've got audio of that.
Do you have audio of that? Yeah, no kidding. How can anybody who has a Harley like this idea? I'm just saying.
As a motorcyclist, that scares me to death.
Why?
Because one of the reasons my motorcycle sounds the way it does, so you know where I am.
Yeah. Loud pipes save lives.
That's no lie.
Anyway, so after a year of promotions and acres of press and well-received test rides of its live-wire prototype, Harley-Davidson's CEO says its electric motorcycle won't arrive for at least a couple of years. The problem is cost and range. Duh. See Elon Musk. LiveWire's relatively small battery pack only provides about 50 miles of range, which Harley CEO says really wouldn't work. Additionally, the people rolled during the tour said that they paid around $20,000 for the bike. Harley says that at that price, you can't sell a bike at a profit.
It is a good-looking bike, though.
Well, but maybe it won't happen if the numbers don't work out.
But it does not look like anything you would think when you think Harley Davidson.
We'll see. Is that good? I mean, is that a good thing?
It depends. Well, I'm guessing somebody that rides a Harley Davidson.
Yeah.
Is it going to ride this? But if you've got a handlebar mustache, you might want one.
Okay.
Well, if you're a hipster.
I'm just going to say, if you want to drive a plug-in luxury car name here, you want it to look like it, right? You don't want a Framitz car to look like your car that cost $80,000, right? I'm just saying.
It looks somewhere between a Ducati and...
Yeah, do you want anybody walking up going, oh, that's one of those electric Harleys. Okay, see. I mean, I think there's a certain amount of status involved in that, I think.
I would think.
You know.
I mean, it's a good-looking bike, but not for me.
Well, just in case you ever thought actors weren't different, Jake Gyllenhaal reveals in a new interview with Esquire UK that he believes, quote, deeply in the unconscious, unquote, because we're made up of 90% water. He thinks it's scientific to speculate that we're affected by the moon, and he says you literally accumulate the molecules of the space that you're in.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
At Polaris Fun Center in Bryan, ride into summer and get unprecedented rebates for a limited time only. $800 off the Razor XP 1000, $900 off the Sportsman 570, $1,000 off the Polaris Ace, and $1,400 off on the world's best-selling utility side-by-side, the Polaris XP 900. At Polaris Fun Center, get financing as low as 1.99% on every machine in the lineup. The Ride Into Summer sales event at Polaris. Polaris Fun Center on Texas Avenue in Bryan, where they sell and service fun, not tractors.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, about 5 minutes till. 90 or so for a high temperature today. Actually, every day until, I don't know, Wednesday of next week. So, police in Auburn, Washington are hoping to get some help to identify a man who broke into a grocery store in the middle of the night and stole $4,000 worth of food. Fresh meat and health and beauty products. He took those home. Plus, I mean, here's the part that I don't understand. He took Cheez-Its and Hot Pockets.
I'm moving a little slow tonight. I had a Hot Pocket for dinner.
Yeah.
Good to see I'm not the only white trash here.
Okay, it's Hot Pockets. Yeah, 5 minutes till. Fox Network has brought back Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? I guess that speaks for itself, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Do you hate reality program? I mean, I don't watch reality shows.
Someone suggested reality programming may be on its way out.
Well, it is in China.
Oh.
They're clamping down on reality shows. Broadcasters will be restricted on how many shows they can produce per year and how frequently they can be shown. Are you telling me that they are moving the cultural ball farther down the field than we are?
Well, ours,
that scares
ours
me.
Ours is going to happen because of technology. Because with the bloated cable offerings, I want my Fox News and my ESPN and this, and you got to take everything else that comes with it because you got to upgrade your package. So they need to fill time in those content markets. So they make these reality shows. Well, now people are going to on-demand viewing, and they're not demanding reality shows.
Interesting.
Because they don't have the rewatchability. It was another point they made. You watch it once for the discussion, and then why go back and watch it?
Yeah, and so why should you, CBS, NBC, ABC, the big guys, Fox, why should you put that in your on-demand space? It makes sense. That's the market speaking, is it not?
It could be.
And the purveyors of that market
It was a prediction, not so much an assessment.
I can understand it.
Every driver has met that guy. You know, the guy who cuts people off and doesn't care what anyone else thinks. That guy who refuses to come to a complete stop at a stop sign because he always comes first. If you've never met that guy, think about it. Maybe it's because you are that guy.
Aggressive drivers, they aren't just rude, they can be deadly. Be safe, drive smart. This message sponsored by TxDOT.
In real estate, technology is vital. That's why RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, Walmart has made a top priority to motivate its 1.3 million U.S. store workers. Earlier this year, the discount chain announced higher starting salaries for hundreds of thousands of workers, costing an extra $1 billion annually. Wednesday, they said they were going to do more. They're going to quit playing Celine Dion on the loop in the stores. Do you love that?
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. Instead, the company is bringing back Radio Walmart after 9 years, meaning an actual DJ will keep things fresh rather than playing over and over the handful of CDs, including Justin Bieber and Celine Dion. Because you don't want disgruntled Walmart workers. It's not a good thing.
No.
Now just for the...